I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It'd be a bad time to just drop a black eye on the sport.
But we did get an update on both Class A and Ortiz. Both players were getting ready to participate in the Dominican League. Well, the Dominican Baseball League has prohibited the parent team that would have pitched both Class A and Ortiz from adding them to the active roster, which begins on Wednesday. Some people, now again, the Guardians cannot do anything about this. The Guardians have no say in whether Ortiz or Class A play because they didn't hit the maximums for basically how much they played this year.
Okay.
There is some thought that this could be some sort of machinations for Major League Baseball.
Is the Dominican League, does it have any ties to Major League Baseball?
So, yes, it's convoluted, but it basically deals with the Caribbean series and a deal that baseball has with them. But I think,
okay, so if it's under baseball's guidance, then let's say
no. But there is a loose affiliation, so it wouldn't be that baseball has the power to do it.
Not that I expect you to have like in depth knowledge of the leagues. You don't.
I don't. I just saw a few different reporters talking about it
because like it's different. Like if they wanted to go play in Japan, let's say that, and the Nippon League that's got no affiliation with Major League Baseball at all, and then the Nippon League came out and said we don't want you because of what you did in Major League Baseball. That I think is a ripple effect that is really interesting, and that is something that I think is also. I'd be surprised if a league like the Nippon League did go to that degree, but anytime you've been accused of or any sort of allegations within gambling, they take it serious.
So I definitely think it's one of two things. I think it's either the Dominican League thinking this is a bad look for the league to have two players actively suspended by Major League Baseball for gambling accusations, or this is baseball extending its reach to the Dominican League, which would only serve, by the way, to my point that I think baseball has enough information to think Class A and Ortiz are guilty of something, but probably not enough to hammer them. And I think that's, and this is maybe baseball trying to put pressure on Class A and Ortiz to basically serve, not serve, but settle for some reason. All right, settle in some way. Meaning maybe like a time serve suspension where they forfeit the whatever salary they paid this last year.
Almost be like doubling down in this scenario to be like, we're also not going to allow you to play in this Dominican League?
What do you mean?
Like if they're not able to play in the Dominican League and if there's a loose affiliation between the two and it seems like Major League Baseball is the reasoning behind that, doesn't it almost feel like they're doubling down in a sense?
No, it does. But why, unless they're trying to get a settlement, why would they go out of their way to extend their reach down to the Dominican League where like, I mean, I want to say Ugueth Urbina was pitching when he was accused of murder in the Dominican League. I don't know if anybody remembers that story. I think Esteban Loaiza.
Wasn't Aroldis Chapman pitching out there too when he had his incident pop up while pitching in that league?
I believe it did as well. Yeah,
obviously a lot of things. But again, I've said repeatedly throughout this whole time, baseball looks at what happened with Aroldis Chapman as that happens in life. They look at gambling on the sport as that's that in many eyes to them, that is worse than murder. That is worse than anything you could possibly do. Like that is their biggest sin against the game. And so, yeah, it seems like they're taking it all very serious. And in fact, the continued serious nature that they're taking it is what is more alarming to me in this.
I still think, given, so this is just my personal opinion. I think these leagues can be punitive, and I think they're always trying to angle for the outcome that they want, that best fits their narrative.
Well, yeah, it'd be dumb if they were angling for something other than that.
Well, no, but I think my point is they'll go to ridiculous points to do it. So I'm leaving that option on the table, although I think your read on it is also very, very fair. I think we've reached a point where, and I know back in September when they extended the leave through the end of postseason, you had a great rant on this as well. I bleep or get off the pot here, baseball. You are holding an entire town and an entire organization hostage on this front. I already have felt like baseball owes any team that they hold these players out. You should not be able, because teams can't go, oh, I'm not drafting that guy, I think he might gamble. You just don't know that. Unless you can prove some sort of pre-knowledge, some sort of knowledge before they signed or traded or whatever, a player, hammering them by taking away two of their best pitchers for half a season while the team continued to pay them, by the way. And oh, by the way, it doesn't feel like we're any closer to some sort of outcome. I think the Guardians are more than owed something, compensatory picks, something. And then if these guys do get banished or if they do get a 3-year suspension, whatever it is, mm-hmm. I think they're owed even more by baseball because this is ridiculous and unfairly punitive to a team like Cleveland. And I guarantee you they won't be the last organization.
Yeah, and I'd be surprised if we got something. I think you're right. I think they should give us something, but I'd be surprised if we actually do get something. I wonder if they're I've wondered this throughout the entire process. You know, when you come out with something like this, and when they do effectively say they're banned forever because they did X, Y, and Z, if they have the hard proof, Nick, I almost wonder if they have to have something lined up with the sports books to be ready to be like, hey, so not only did we ban these guys, here's how we also banned these prop bets, or we banned these micro bets so that it doesn't happen again. And I think the red tape attached to getting not only the sports books attached to all this, but also then Major League Baseball with the right agreements on what can and cannot be banned, that wouldn't surprise me if that's what's holding up this whole ordeal. Because you have to give the public something that says we've changed, this is different.
So I think that could be. I still would just be surprised. I know baseball's made a lot of changes. I just have a hard time giving that league credit on any level of getting the fallout from this right, whether these guys are guilty or whether they're not.
Well, they have to fix the idea that when people watch these games at the current moment, if there's a pitch that's way out in an opener, in the back of some people's mind, they think to themselves, was that a micro bet? Was that something that they were somebody was trying to get money on the side? And I wouldn't surprise me if they were trying to hammer out how they fix that.
Well, but that's why this is such a tough situation to be in. Because if you're the Guardians and you lose Class A and Ortiz, and they're just banished from baseball.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is not like taking two great players away from the Yankees or Dodgers where they can just buy another one. It is the compound effect on this is gigantic. By the way, if they're cleared, it's not an easy road back either. Because, yes, you can clear guys. There's still locker room impacts for both Class A and Ortiz that I think, and by the way, you can't trade them because you're not going to get value for either player. So I would be surprised if the Guardians did that because they don't sell low on guys. It's going to take the managerial job of all time for Steven Vogt. If these guys are cleared and they're ready to go, you know, in spring training, it's going to take the managerial job of all time to get this where it needs to be by the time the regular season is around.
What's your read on Hector Gomez?
I don't know. Nah, he's missed on a lot of reports.
I know. That's what makes this a little shaky. Is that like the reason why everyone's talking about it right now is because of Hector Gomez. And it's like, well, I don't even know what to read into Hector Gomez at this point.
Yeah. And so if you guys, we haven't mentioned that just yet. The Hector Gomez report was basically that that Class A will never pitch again in MLB. The gambling evidence found against him is irrefutable. The problem is, after Class A and Ortiz were suspended, this is the same Hector Gomez who came out and said more Guardians pitchers will be announced and suspended in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
As the within 5 minutes, Major League Baseball said, yeah, nobody else is under investigation.
About as big of a swing as a miss as you can get.
Yeah, almost like it was like from a cut fastball from Emmanuel Class A that was in the strike zone.
Well, and that was smart, though, of Major League Baseball to immediately just chop that down at the knees. You couldn't have that just existing out there.
So I guess it's a two-parter. How do the Guardians proceed if Ortiz and Class A are banished?
Same way they did at the end of the season. You just have to, life moves forward.
How do they proceed if they're cleared?
Well, I guess you just have to welcome them back in, right? Like, you get the arm back with Class A. Like, that's at the end of this, you could end up in a really the situation you should have been in the entire time. And the only thing that changes is that Class A is just not a deadline move that you can make.
Yeah,
you're committed to him being your closer now.
This feels like the most consequential swing of any, almost any organization in small market have, because if Ortiz comes back, you can take one or more of Ciccone, Logan Allen, Cantillo, Messick, and use that to acquire another bat. If you don't get Ortiz back, that is one less asset that you have to pull from.
I mean, if you get Class A back, are you just shipping Cade Smith then?
I think that would make a lot of sense.
Like, I mean, that's kind of the route you're going.
I mean, Cade did do a pretty darn good job. Guardians fans might disagree, but he did a good job down the stretch.
So you won't get the same value as Class A, because I just think Class A's value was higher than what Cade Smith's was, but you're going to get 90 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Now, the problem becomes, if you don't get Ortiz or Class A back, you are up a very specific creek without an implement to steer your way through. I don't know why I put it that way. I mean, you're up a creek without a paddle, is what I was going to say.
But even within that, like, you can withstand not having Ortiz. They did that. They can do that again. It's the Class A one to me that is a big one.
So on the field, yes, I'm thinking about strategic moves going forward. I think those.
You're in a much better spot with them than without him. I don't think that's a debatable point. But are you really, again, chopped down at the knees if they don't come back? Like, I think the Guardians will be fine. They'll be able to weather that.
If you had to pick one right now, these guys pitching baseball next year.
They're all gone. They're both gone.
Oh, it's funny. I think it's the other. I think they are going to pitch here. Yeah. I think if baseball was going to hammer them, they would have hammered them early when the lights were the brightest to make the point of you can't gamble on baseball. Delaying this into football season to me, delaying it past the World Series, it screams of desperation by baseball trying to get some desired result from Class A and Ortiz.
I think the scariest outcome for myself, and the one I really am rooting against, is that idea that there was somebody that was potentially holding like a family member hostage and then was making them make these micro bets. And like that to me is the scariest outcome that I hope isn't true. Anything else, if he bet on baseball, you're gone. That's it. And if he didn't bet on baseball, you can't prove that he didn't bet on baseball and he's back. Then what the hell were they doing for 3 months?
216-474-0092. If you had to pick one right now, Class A and Ortiz never pitch in baseball again, or they're with the Guardians next year, or maybe in Major League Baseball next year. I just feel like baseball has wasted a lot of time, and I think that tells you a lot about what they do or don't have. And a dream season turned nightmare for this college football program. Could it be a nightmare for Ohio State in the future? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.